I am Paul Harris, proud to have you along at 11 minutes after 6 on this Tuesday morning. One of the big stories we're covering this morning involves John McCain's op-ed rejected by the New York Times a week after Barack Obama outlined his Iraq position in a New York Times op-ed. The paper has rejected a rebuttal piece from Republican presidential candidate John McCain. The paper told the McCain campaign it would be happy to publish the senator on the op-ed page, but not as this particular submission was written. David Shipley, who is the op-ed editor at the time, says, quote, "The Obama piece worked for me because it offered new information. While Senator Obama discussed Senator McCain, he also went into detail about his own plans. It would be terrific to have an article from Senator McCain that mirrors Senator Obama's piece." In a rejection email to the campaign, he said he wanted the column to respond directly to some of Obama's claims, articulate in concrete terms how McCain defines victory in Iraq. It would also have to lay out a clear plan for achieving victory with troop levels, timetables, and measures for compelling the Iraqis to cooperate. Here to comment on all this is Joe Strupp, is the senior editor of Editor and Publisher. Good morning, Joe.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing fine. Is this normal newspaper business, or is this media bias at play?
Well, I hope to think it's normal business, but you know what it shows is how every little thing in this campaign and anything the New York Times does is so highly scrutinized that they could have a valid reason for rejecting this, but you know, to do it this way doesn't look good, and it comes after their very controversial story about McCain's lobbyist ties and underhandedly trying to link him to this lobbyist in a real vague way, and that took a lot of heat from him. And then when you come in, you have Barack Obama has this very high-profile piece, and then McCain responds to it, and they basically say, no thanks. So whether or not there's a bias, I don't believe there is, but it doesn't look good, and it shows really how everything is being scrutinized in this campaign on both ends, particularly where the Times is concerned. But I think there's one thing people have to look at is one that the Times had in their response. They did say they've run McCain items before. They did say they don't ordinarily publish commentary that really responds to another commentary. They'd rather have McCain come in and give his approach, although in the past they have had columns between some of their people sort of going back and forth, but guest columns don't generally pertain to a response. On the other hand, you have two people here running for president. Barack Obama wrote a column about one of the top issues in the race. Here's the other man running for president responding. One could argue, wasn't that a little more appropriate thing to run than, say, just some other opinion slamming the previous opinion?
Joe, John Dempsey's got a question for you.
Hi, Joe. How are you?
How you doing?
Is there a chance that this kind of a thing could help to fire up the conservative base? Because you've got the New York Times apparently, you know, displaying bias in favor of Obama. What do you think about that?
Well, first of all, the conservative base loves any reason to go after the New York Times, which is understandable. That's one of their targets. I don't think you got to remember though, the op-ed page is biased to begin with. You know, it's an opinion page. The editors there are putting in opinions that they either agree with or believe should be presented. Now, it's hard to argue that the Republican nominee or presumed nominee's view on Iraq is not a good opinion to run, especially when you ran the Democratic presumptive nominee's view on Iraq.
Right.
It's very hard to defend this. On the other hand, this is an opinion page, which a lot of people don't forget to realize. The opinion page is separate from the news page. That being said, the Times might have done better to simply run this, or at least, if they wanted to, have it worked in a way that they could handle it, rather than Shipley just responding with a email saying, well, you know, we didn't like this, but we'll look at something else. You know, they generally will work with columns and op-eds, especially guest op-eds, if there's something about it they don't like, or they want it to be maybe have a different approach, not a different opinion, but a different approach in something that would respond to the previous piece. As for firing up the conservative base, they're gonna have at it whether there's a valid criticism or not.
But John, I think the better answer to that is that, you know, this doesn't hurt McCain. at all. And it probably is part of the reason why the McCain campaign is refusing to rewrite the piece. Now they can play the McCain martyr card with the New York Times.
Yeah.
Even though, Joe, correct me if I'm wrong here, they've published McCain op-eds before, probably several of them through the years, right?
Yes, and you've got to believe they'll eventually run something, not just because of the responses he's getting, but because they give McCain a chance to come back with something that's more of a presentation of his view. This op-ed, which, incidentally, here in the Internet age, it's getting a lot of play anyway.
Well, Matt Drudge published the whole thing.
It's on Huffington Post. It's on CNN.com, among others. I'm sure it'll end up in, very well could end up in a Washington Times or some other paper. So it's not as though it's not getting read. But it is clearly a response to Obama. Now, one could argue that's not what you want when you have op-eds like this. On the other hand, when you have a presidential race, as I said earlier, having one candidate respond to another candidate's approach on a very serious issue, I think it makes sense. Of course, I'm not running the op-ed page, and even if the Times is not trying to muzzle McCain, which I really don't think they are, it in this age, with this paper and this candidate at this time, it definitely opens up a lot of controversy that no one involved needs, except maybe McCain to, like you said, fire up his base.
You know what? It may actually help the New York Times, because any newspaper that gets a couple of extra copies sold these days, that's gold, isn't it?
Sure, but again, you know, it's all on the web for free.
Oh, that's true.
So
that's true.
It's all what they say, no such thing as bad publicity. Well, there's plenty of publicity here for everyone involved.
That's right. Well, one last thing I've got to ask you about, Joe, which is when the media is covering political candidates like this, especially when you've got the beat reporters who go with the candidate as they do their stump speeches, more during primary season, but I think now even during the general election season, if you're the reporter from any media outlet assigned to follow Barack Obama or John McCain, you get to hear kind of the same speech over and over and over again. And reports on that rarely make it outside of the local media outlets. You know, the local TV station goes and covers it with their local reporter, and it becomes news in that market, but it doesn't make news in other cities across the country, because the reporters have heard the same talking points over and over and over again. It's not news to them. Is it possible that the New York Times looked at what McCain's campaign had submitted here, and I don't think he wrote this, I'm sure someone on the campaign wrote this op-ed for him, just as happens with Obama and lots of other people, but is it possible the Times looked at this and said, this is just the same talking points that we've heard before, it's nothing new?
No, I really think if you look at their explanation, which they put out late yesterday, they clearly said they wanted McCain to present his approach versus attacking Obama.
Mm-hmm.
And in the past, in guest op-eds, they've had some of their own columnists go back and forth, and even that caused some controversy. But in their own guest op-eds, they rarely take a op-ed that takes issue with another op-ed previously run by a guest. It's just not the way they approach things. On the other hand, you have to look, as I said, at these two people who are running for president in this very contentious issue, and say, does this sort of break that rule in a good way? But then again, you could have Obama could come back and say, hey, you know, let me counter his attack. And then he runs a column. You know, and it never ends. So I think it's a valid complaint in that. On the other hand, this could have been handled better perhaps by the Times or perhaps by McCain. You know, McCain might have thought, okay, or his people, we're getting hit by the Times. Let's make hay on this. And they did. Now, he could have gone back to the Times and tried to work out a way where they could have presented their approach and done it that way, and that may still happen. So you never know whose thoughts are at play here. As far as the stump speech, a lot of time, as you know, these candidates on the trail, it isn't always necessarily the same stump speech. A lot of times it's the message of the day. You know, they go to X location to present this view or this plan or this issue, and if it's the same, if it's Iraq, if it's healthcare, yeah, the people on the beat are hearing that over and over again, but the candidates know that, and they try to sort of present their topic of the day or their new plan or that approach. Doesn't always get covered, but that's more of what you get. But you're right, when you're on the stump speech, you get a lot of it at the same time, but I don't think that's what happened here. I think it was specifically that McCain was responding to Obama, which they didn't really want to occur, because Obama in his op-ed was more presenting his view, not necessarily going after McCain. So to let McCain sort of go after Obama had a different tone, and then you could have Obama, as I said, wanting to come back to counter that, and then, you know, where does it end versus the two just presenting their sides?
Hey, Joe, I noticed that the McCain people have started to sarcastically refer to Obama as the one, and they're very upset about what they say is the biased coverage. What do you, you're with editor and publisher, what do you think about all three network anchors going over to the Mideast to cover the Obama trip?
Well, as editor, as a person at editor and publisher, of course, we look at newspapers, which I still think are the preeminent news source. So I look at TV news with a lesser expectation anyway. Having said that, I don't think you need to send three anchors over to cover him. I think if I was a beat reporter, if I'm the CBS reporter over there or the ABC reporter who's covering Obama or covering overseas, I'm a little perturbed saying, hey, you know, why is Charlie Gibson or Katie Couric getting this interview with Barack? I'm the one running around over here all the time.
Yeah.
Let me have that coverage. I probably know it better. And do you really need these anchors overseas following this guy around? And then that's another thing that sort of lends itself to a McCain complaint, saying, hey, you're not following me around. Now, on the other hand, McCain isn't Obama. Obama is this sort of new figure. He's the first black nominee. He's a different approach and a sort of this change view. But there is a valid complaint to have the anchors go there. And a lot of that is also to draw coverage. It's to draw viewers, because, you know, you have an anchor interviewing one of these people, particularly Obama, who's you know, the rising star in many ways and under scrutiny in many ways. A lot of people are saying, look, we don't know a lot about this guy. There's a lot of things on his views. He's changed his views on a lot of things. He has really no Senate record. We want to be able to dig into him and get real questions. I think you're going to get a lot of that in the last few months, where people are going to start to pin him down. After his big convention show in Denver in the outdoor stadium, he's going to have to really prove what he's going to do and show his plan, and the real grilling is going to begin, fair or unfair. Now, whether Katie Couric can do that better than Reporter X at CBS, I don't know.
No, she can't. She's not going to be able to pin anybody down on anything. All right, Joe, I appreciate your input, as always. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Joe Strupp, senior editor at Editor and Publisher, here on the Donna Roma Show with Paul Harris on the Big 89 WLS.